Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And just in time for the weekend, we bring you the latest installment of our regular food segment, From Farm to Fork.
Is that radishes over there?
Really great for a salad.
It's cooking really, I've been on high heat.
I mean, this is From Farm to the Fork.
With Tremont 647 chef and owner Andy Husbands, we take you out into the farms, fields, and markets to search for the best ingredients New England has to offer. Then we head back to the kitchen with Andy to cook up a dish, and we post the recipe on our website.
And today, Mass Farmers Markets kick off their fourth annual Strawberry Dessert Festival. So Meghna and Andy headed to the Copley Square Farmers Market to the Atlas Farm stall. They picked up an entire flat of the red summer fruit and cooked up a simple but surprising strawberry shortcake.
Well, Andy, I have to say I'm so excited to meet you today because after the winter we've had, the fact that it's sunny and beautiful, it's really exciting to be at the Copley Farmers Market. We've done meat with you in the past,
yep.
And we did vegetables.
Yes.
Since it's summer, the beginnings of summer at least,
yes.
What do you have in mind this time?
Well, I mean, for me, when I start thinking spring, you know, of course, asparagus is jumping in my mind, but really what I always get very excited for is strawberries, local strawberries. What I like about the strawberries is not just strawberries, which I love, and they're so fresh and so juicy, but you know how it comes in that kind of recyclable container, and it just doesn't look like that factory-produced stuff
right.
that we see all year round in the stores that have no flavor. These are full of flavor and full of life.
I love how all the strawberries are definitely in a variety of shapes.
Look at this goofy guy.
Like
this guy is awesome.
Fits all over him.
Looks like the Gilligan's Island version of it, right? No, that's awesome, and that's great. One of the interesting things that Julia Child said about a very famous store is she said this is a shame that they're making people think that produce needs to look so
right.
beautiful. Organic, like human beings, we don't all look perfect, but we all can be really great inside. And that's just what I'm seeing here is wonderful, wonderful strawberries.
Some of the best mangoes I've ever had were in India, but they looked all bruised
mm, yes.
and misshapen on the outside.
Right.
But then when you actually bit into it, it just exploded
right.
with flavor.
And that's what a great lesson, you know, when you try to teach kids about booking the cover, right?
Right?
Right here, it's like, even though it's kind of goofy and ugly, I bet you it tastes really good.
Still, though, they're gorgeous. Look at them. Huge and bright red.
Right. And one of the things that I, you know, want to talk about during this the Farm to Fork segment is, you know, let's just keep it simple and let's mm-hmm. really let the ingredient do the talking. And really, I don't know how much talking we're going to have to do with these. These are screaming at me, saying
okay.
eat me. So I'm pretty excited.
My name is Jess Clancy, and I'm with Atlas Farm.
How's it going?
Copley Market is a great market.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love being here. It's fun energy in the square.
What's selling today?
Strawberries, for sure. That's the main draw.
I saw them. I can't believe it. I'm very excited.
We got them a little early because we're in a high tunnel.
You're in a what?
A high tunnel. It's an unheated structure, like a greenhouse, but unheated. It's sort of, are you guys familiar with hoop houses? They're just plastic-walled structures. They look like a greenhouse, but they're unheated. Just the sun's rays is enough to warm the inside air. So a high tunnel is just a larger hoop house. It's actually, you could drive a tractor through it. You can get ladders in there. But it performs the same function of warming it up, that inner space.
That you can get it warmer faster for them?
Or? Yeah, it warms up the soil earlier in the spring, and then we're just a few, probably like a week or two ahead of what the field strawberries are doing now. It also helps prevent disease because they're not getting as wet. You know, some of those like mildew diseases that are hard to prevent organically, the high tunnel can really help with that.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Should we get some strawberries?
Yes, we should. There's a line now. I'm scared I'm not going to get all my strawberries.
No. Well, I guess it's approaching lunchtime.
I'm going to get in line here.
Okay.
Wait, 10, 20, 30, $60. Wow. What are you making? Strawberry soup?
I think I'm going to make strawberry shortcake.
Love it.
To the kitchen.
Yeah.
So we'll see you there.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
This is the uber-talented Kate Birchman. She's the pastry chef here at Tremont 647.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't want to say I can't bake. I'm just going to say there are people who do things a lot better than me in certain areas, and this is definitely one of them. So she's going to make our shortcakes.
Right. So right here, in here, I have all-purpose flour, mm-hmm. 2 cups.
2 cups, okay.
And I'm using 2 tablespoons of butter, which is about 1 ounce.
And is the butter still pretty chilled?
The butter is cold. Okay. 2 tablespoons of shortening, 3/4 teaspoon of salt, 1 tablespoon of sugar, and 4 teaspoons of baking powder, which is our leavening agent.
So, like a croissant, when you have layers of butter, she's right. doing the same thing with the butter here. She's mashing it up and incorporate it into the flour, but not too much. Again, like a pie dough, kind of flaky, crunchy levels of pockets of love kind mm-hmm. of that will happen throughout it.
And so now I have 3/4 cup of heavy cream, and we just add that to our flour.
Now, for those people who really want to make this but may not want to use heavy cream or shortening, would you suggest any substitutes, or it just wouldn't
be the same? I personally wouldn't. I mean, if you're going to make a shortcake, you should do it. If you're going to make any dessert, well, go big or go home. I mean, it brings out the best flavors.
And she's absolutely right. Everything in moderation. So if you're going to make this, and this is going to be delicious, shortcakes just in moderation. Maybe just have 1 instead of 5.
Right.
And so right now we're going to work on the strawberries. If these were not such wonderful strawberries, we would do a maceration of them a lot of times, which is putting usually some kind of liquor, like Grand Marnier, maybe tequila, and some sugars on them, and use that to flavor the strawberries. But these... You have to have one.
Yeah.
Wow.
First of all, they have a wonderful a fragrance. And the juice is like just...
Just look at that. It's shiny, juicy. I mean, it looks like a really ripe plum almost. You know, that like August eating a plum, juice running down your face kind of... Wow.
Mm, oh my goodness.
Right? So like, why would we want to
really,
change
those
this?
Those are amazing.
So what I'm going to do, let's take about 3 of these strawberries. And I'm going to make a strawberry lavender syrup. A little bit of syrup. Lavender is very spring.
Yeah.
And we're going to just take this syrup and drizzle it on the cakes when they're done.
Okay.
The other strawberries, I'm just going to take and slice. I'm not going to do anything to them. We just had the best strawberry ever.
Absolutely.
There's no reason to gild the lily here. The lily is just fine. And Kate's going to whip some cream.
Okay.
Lightly sugared. Put a little whipped cream on there. And that's going to be it, I think.
I'm excited about the lavender idea.
Yeah. So a simple syrup is 50-50, 50% sugar, 50% water. I have about 1/2 cup of water and 1/2 cup of sugar, 4 strawberries, and I have my lavender right here.
Oh, can I just take a smell
with
that? Oh, that's beautiful. So it's just dried lavender flowers?
Yeah, it's like riding your bike through Provence in the spring, which I know you do every year.
Provence via Tremont Street.
Yeah. So I'm going to add this. I'm going to add it about a teaspoon to it. It's always easy to add more. It's really hard to add less. So when I'm adding things that are very strong, like lavender, I want to make sure that I can add more and get the flavor if I need. But if
I'm
not...
I'm imagining that you just want like just the light perfume of the lavender more than anything.
If you add too much, it tastes like potpourri.
Yeah.
It tastes like somebody's underwear drawer. And I'm just not really into it.
It's a fine line between a gourmet dessert and someone's underwear drawer, I guess.
I have a fresh vanilla bean. I'm going to scrape it with the back of my knife, and you can see... Out comes all that wonderful fleck. This is what we'll use for our whipped cream. I'm going to give that to Katie. But I'll take this, the husk of the vanilla bean,
mm-hmm.
and I'll drop it right into my sugar water.
Okay.
And that, again, is just going to add a little bit more flavor to our simple syrup. See, now, if you look at this, see these big bubbles here? This is how I know it's actually time to turn it off. Because if we go any farther, it's actually going to turn into caramel. And I'm going to strain it. I'm just trying to make sure that I get all the flavor out of there. Look at that. Look how beautiful it is. It's a soft cherry color with flecks of vanilla floating
mm-hmm.
through it.
Mm.
And now we do get the strawberry out of there. We do get the lavender. And we definitely get the vanilla. And I'm just going to add one little thing to it that it needs. Just a small pinch of salt. You'll see if you try it again, it will just excite it and bring out the flavors more. That salt and sweet combination is so important, I think. A lot of times you're going to get salt into the front of your tongue, so you kind of get that, and then it gets sweet and almost tart, almost light tart.
I like how it cuts back the sweetness just a little bit.
Yeah, because you're getting that salt first.
Yeah.
All right, so it's been about 15 minutes now, and let's take a look.
Oh, they've risen beautifully, haven't they?
They've risen. I mean, look how nice and golden brown. I think these are ready. I'm going to cut it horizontally. I'm going to take a little bit of this strawberry lavender and just drizzle it on the shortcake itself. Pile up some fresh strawberries that are on there. Some fresh whipped cream. And this is a strawberry shortcake.
Looks beautiful. It really does. I mean, because you've got the golden brown of the pastry and just the bursting red of the strawberries. And
and look how juicy they are. I mean, again, they're just the best ever.
Okay.
Yeah, go nuts.
Here you go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Mmm.
The lavender. I really taste it. Yeah.
The pastry is so light. And it's got that little bit of crunch that sort of starts it off.
I mean, that's what you want. So it's like textures and flavors, all kind of complementary, yet kind of pushing back from each other. Like, you know, yeah, here I am creamy, here I am crunchy, you know, and yet we work together.
Wow. Well, that is wonderful. So what are we just calling this?
I mean, I would just say this is a local strawberry shortcake. That simple. Doesn't need a fancy name.
Just the truth.
Yeah.
True food, absolutely. I'm going to have another one, if that's all right.
Yeah.
And you can find photos and a recipe for the strawberry shortcake on our website, radioboston.org. There's also more information there about the Mass Farmers Market Strawberry Dessert Festival. And for more food and recipes, check out WBUR's Public Radio Kitchen at publicradiokitchen.org.
Well, that's all for today. Next week on Radio Boston, the Republican presidential hopefuls will converge on New Hampshire for the first major debate of the campaign season. We'll be there for a preview and an assessment of the race so far. That's next week on Radio Boston.
And Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Have a great weekend and join us again next week for more Radio Boston.